This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Long 20, 25 years here at this event. And now for the first time, I believe, we are simulcasting on YouTube live from Soho. And standing next to me is a tall, good-looking guy. He's even taller today because he was just on the True Align Body System with Dr. Well, I woke you up. I was really a butthead for doing that. But Josh Hendricks is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, it's going to be bad. Have a good time here at Soho. This is a great show.
It's great to have you here. And you can't hear Josh at all? I don't know what's going on. Hold on. Let me get the microphone checked out. Try that. Nope. Here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to switch. This is live radio, folks, here. I'm going to have to switch microphones, and we're going to see if we can get something going out here for Josh to be heard. And Super Don, are you with us? You got your ears on?
I'm here.
Oh, Super Don, too. All right, let me get that into Josh. Let's see if we can hear Josh now. Go, Josh.
How about now?
Any luck?
Better.
All right. Sweet. Josh Hendricks. Yes, he's good. So, Farmer Josh, and he promised me by sometime in 2018, I'm going to broadcast live from a hemp field in Kentucky on U.S. soil. And I'm still looking forward to that, my friend. But
that's easy.
But it is easy?
Yeah.
How is that easy?
I mean, there's lots of hemp fields in Kentucky, and you can just go set up there as long as you get internet signal.
I can't. Like trespass, you got to have.
I will set it up.
That's somebody's got to hook
problem.
Me up, right?
Yeah.
So Josh Hendricks is going to hook me up there. Now, Super Don, last week we talked a lot about the Indiana AG saying, "Hey, this hemp stuff, the CBD, is illegal." You remember that, Super D?
Not just the AG, but now the governor as well has jumped into this situation.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. That's why we got Josh on, because he's as connected as anybody I've ever met in this realm, from the federal level to the state level on down. And the governor of Kentucky, is he saying...
Of Indiana.
What?
Of Indiana.
Of Indiana? Oh, yeah, you're in Kentucky. Yeah. See, we're sorry, of Indiana. So the governor of Indiana chimes in after the AG and says, you know, these people, these health food stores have been selling for 2 years already.
Well, and so here's what's been happening, is these news stations, God bless them, the NBC station in Indianapolis, has been going around asking people. So you had the DEA spokesperson 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Then the attorney general says his thing, that he believes it's illegal, which is, again, that's just an opinion. It's not an enforceable action, and it's not even binding. But then a week later, the governor says, look, people in Indiana have been selling these products for two plus years, over the course of the next 60 days. So that was on November 28th.
Okay.
Excise police will still be doing routine spot checks and informing people selling products with THC in them. So it was really loose. It was really like a no need to panic. Don't hit the panic button, kind of what I've been saying to everybody for weeks.
Right.
And what he meant was that in 60 days, the legislature will be back in place. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of people working on bills for this. When the AG released his opinion, it actually fired up the different legislators in the state Senate and the state House there in Indianapolis to get a more clear bill and get something on the books that clarifies, okay, hemp-derived CBD is this, isolated CBD, whether it comes from hemp or marijuana, is this.
Yeah.
And then there's obviously CBD coming from marijuana is not going to be legal in Indiana at all. So
sure.
Just getting that cleared up, much like you got
to,
you know.
But did he call off the dogs then of the excise police to say don't confiscate at this point? Obviously, if it's THC, that's different.
Yeah, he said if you go in there and you believe it to be an illicit product, write a warning letter, the way I understood it.
Okay.
And once those stores start getting warning letters, you know, I've told them to reach out to me so that we can do it. But, you know, what happens is they take our product and in different states and they go and test it, and then they come back and they're like, I mean, there's not enough THC in here to get a dog high. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like get a small cat high.
No, they go back to Ron Paul when he was campaigning for the presidency. He's like, hemp, why is it illegal? You could smoke a telephone pole of hemp. You're not going to get high, right? That was his point. And there's nothing different about that. But what is it about Indiana? I feel like it's a pharmaceutical test case. It's an Eli Lilly state that if they can stop
conspiracy
the growth.
Theory, Robert Scott Bell?
It's a conspiracy fact.
Never heard it.
No. This is like the big pharma. Come on, they don't want competition. You know that. It's nothing.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure there's a couple people involved in Indiana legislation that don't. But I mean, Eli Lilly doesn't have a dog in this fight. They don't have a.
They don't have a cannabis
thing.
Something coming up. Okay.
Yeah, they don't. I don't see any connection.
Well, what about the threat to their existing product?
GW Pharmaceutical has certainly gone around.
GW Pharma, yes.
To do all yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. I don't mind isolated CBD being thought of differently in terms of how you get it, how you
sure.
acquire it.
Clone it, call it a drug, but as long
but,
as you
know,
have
this,
access
this
to this.
This product's only 15% CBD. Every time you squirt some of this in your mouth, there's still 85% plant complex or other plant, you know, other parts
right.
of the plant in there. So I think that's where the line will end up being drawn, whether it's on a consumer side or on an FDA side, regardless. So, yeah, I think the main point we want to get across is that hemp and hemp extracts and hemp seeds and hemp clothing and all these different hemp products are all legal across the board. That, you know, hemp is actually excluded from the definition of marijuana in Indiana. So the argument is null and void. Anyways, we're just going to clear that up because we also want Indiana to be able to produce hemp.
Sure. Yeah, it'll be a great state. And the Midwest is an ideal region, from what I understand, for growth.
Think about how much corn they grow. You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of corn and soybean grown all across the central part of the United States that could gradually shift over. I mean, you're still going to need corn and soy to do certain things.
Let me ask you, as the farmer, Josh Hendricks, how much genetically engineered Monsanto glyphosate do you have to spray on a hemp crop to make it live?
Well, none. You can't legally
none
right now.
None? What is that? You can't grow anything without Monsanto. How is that possible?
Oh, that's not true. But, I mean, technically right now you can't, unless you're a university, you can't spray anything on there because there's no proof for it.
It's clean. Folks, that's what I want you to know. And the fact is, it's a hardy crop in decent soil. It's very pest resistant. I'm not saying that no pest could ever do something, but...
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, yeah, you wouldn't go that far,
yeah.
But it is... The right variety in the right climate can
yes,
be pest
yeah,
resistant. It can be weed, you know, weed resistant. It can be a very dominant and established crop that does grow quite well with limited inputs.
Excellent. So if we're developing things like here we are in Florida, and I think Florida, I've talked to you about this on the air and off the air, the citrus greening is a big problem. They can't figure it out. And they've been monocropping citrus for a long time.
I had a guy at our talk Friday night that grows this in the citrus business, I guess, for 30 years and looking to transition to hemp. And I guess something in the law in Florida would be that you could, if you've been in the agriculture business for more than 20 years, you can start to use hemp as a research crop. Well, somehow that's a stipulation. I'm going to have to,
oh, have to look into that. But what about the strains? Do we know something that would grow in this heat and humidity?
Well, I think with anything, what you would do is look at how far below or above the equator you are and try to find something the same distance below or above the equator, whether that's Australia or I'd have to look at a map.
Right.
But with Kentucky, I think we're seeing the Italian varieties doing well.
Okay.
Some of the Hungarian varieties, because they have similar climates, similar temperatures. A lot of that has to do with your location on the globe.
Sure. So you're able to get strains that are growing around the planet at a similar latitude. basically.
Right.
And it seems to be, so we got to find some subtropical.
And you got to realize, too, once you get it into the States and you go through ASCA certification, you start to reproduce seed that was grown in this soil, it starts to climatize and establish itself as a variety here. The issue is never whether, you know, hemp, there's 21 trial varieties or something like that at UK this year, 32 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them worked, but 20 of them looked good. Four of them worked in terms of producing enough material to to call it, you know.
Like, and what do we do? And is there a way to cross-reference the economics of growing tobacco crops versus hemp crops yet, or is it still too early to say, hey, farmers, get on board?
I mean, you know, a lot of the guys in Kentucky wanting to work with us are calling me wanting to produce for us with a tobacco model because they've got the barn to dry it in. They've got the lay. They understand it. It's a little different the way we would like to see it done because you're going to get so much more production from it. So, and it's all new. There's no, you know, there's no roadmap to this. So we're all learning as we go. But you're seeing, after 4 years now of production, you're kind of seeing the different businesses and the different groups of farmers that can produce and some of the different businesses that are legitimately trying to process this stuff in a very clean and humane way, sanitary way as well.
Yeah.
And understand that side of it. You know, we're here at a natural products expo, and a lot of people in this business don't come from the natural products industry. And so having Stuart and Sara and some of these folks, obviously all of our broker team, has been a huge advantage to us. And I've got to see it in full flow this year as I've made the circuit around all the different directional shows, as I call them.
Well, one of the things, again, for me to select a CBD that I could rely upon, folks, I need some third-party validation. As much as I want to grow this stuff in my own yard and make my own extracts, which I do and I would, the reality is we're not there, okay? We're not there yet in most of the country. And how do we bring this back on, and how do we give it to the people and that they can rely upon it each time they use it, that they know what they're going to get?
Right, and someone like you would do that, right? But the general public wants to be able to go to the store. And there's something about being able to go to the store, pick it up off the shelf, go to the cash register, pay with your credit card, walk out with a little bag. That provides comfort because, you know, everybody wants to ask, is this legal? Is this legal? The governor's telling, for 60 days, we obviously can't, we're going to give you a timeline, and we think legislation will happen by then. The AG's saying it's illegal. I mean, people are like running to the store and buying 3 or 4 bottles now, which is hilarious and good.
Yeah.
But it's also bad because they're invoking fear that doesn't need to happen. So it's good in terms of it gives us an opportunity to educate and to really promote the benefits of hemp-derived CBD products and all, and that gives the stores a chance to talk about all the supplements they carry, all the different health food products. So it's kind of a win-win-win. You just got to have thick skin right now.
Yeah, it'd be tough, and stand up for what's right, folks, you know, especially in Indiana. Don't bow under the fear and the pressure. This is as valuable a, it's ultimately a commodity, but for me it's a health maintenance substance and something that can restore health and integrity. And why I use the CV Sciences Plus CBD oil, because I know what I'm getting each time, and I want you to know that as well. Go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and if you don't have a health food store near you, go direct. The code RSB15 will get you 15% off. One more segment with Josh Hendricks before we, well, he has to run to the airport. We'll be right back.
Revolution will.
Do you look at the screen the whole time?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Today, it takes us to SENPA, Southeast Natural Products Association. We got the exposition here every year in Orlando. It's a great time to be in Orlando.
Absolutely.
Sunny, 78, 79 degrees, and we're stuck under fluorescent lights indoors. What are we thinking, right?
I'm coming down in a couple days early next year.
Definitely. And that's why I want to broadcast from a sunny hemp field. I want to be outdoors like this. And that's not happening at the moment, but we'll get there. Simulcasting live on YouTube. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell.com. You know, one of the things I forgot to mention, and thank you for handing me this, I was on Josh Hendricks' radio show. He's got a radio show. It's called the Hemp Happy Hour out of the Lexington area, right? Isn't that great?
Why doesn't he call it the Happy Hemp Hour?
The Happy Hemp Hour? Hemp Happy Hour.
Hemp Happy Hour, because it's like, you know, it's 4 to 5 in the afternoon.
Ah.
Kind of like happy hour in the evening.
Get your hemp hour.
Double up. It's 2-for-1 hemp at that time of the day. So
we also go to a local brewery that has a hemp beer at 5 o'clock after the show join us at Rock House Brewery. So
LexingtonCommunityRadio.org is where you can find it, or is there any other place?
Tuesdays people? 4 to 5 live on LexingtonCommunityRadio.org. Obviously it plays locally in Lexington on 93.9.
Yeah.
But then iTunes and SoundCloud.
Right.
And
nice.
HempHappyHour.com should be
nice.
Loaded up with
and I was
all,
on
all the 30
weeks,
episodes.
A few weeks back.
You were number 29.
You were in your car, pulled to the side of the road, and interviewed me. It's crazy what can happen today with radio.
I felt like I needed to do a show because I thought I'd neglected it. And then I found out that last week's episode was number 30, and I was like, hell, 30 out of what? 48?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good rate, isn't it?
No, yeah. Not bad. Yeah.
Your pace is good.
Except when we were on, it sounded like, you ever see that movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy? You remember that one? Where they first encounter the African tribe and they click talk? Well, there's a lot of clicking on that one. So we're going to have to do another one like that. But Paul's here, and you can go to Echo Water by go to robertswater.com and find out more about that. We'll talk about it. But again, hemp is distinct and different. I don't know if everybody's getting the message. Paul, what do you think? I mean, we're still having to overcome a lot of misinformation and disinformation about this.
I think definitely they are picking up steam. I think hemp or CBD oil, period, is gaining huge strides.
Yeah.
I see it at the shows I go to when I lecture.
Well, there's what, 10 or 12 companies here?
Oh, yeah.
Easily, yeah. It's all over the place.
Yeah. Everyone is jumping in. But I think at some point we need to start a quality organization or somebody who's going to police a little bit because...
Yeah, so we are members of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, which currently is focused on lobbying, but in the background working on an SRO, the self-regulatory organization, that would create standards so that retailers would know, okay, sure, there's 15 different companies at the show, but only 12 of them are members of the standards organization.
Right.
That are keeping track of GMP practices, quality control, third-party lab testing, right. All these things that matter when you want to know what's in that product you're ingesting.
Yeah. Well, and you definitely want to know.
I do. I mean, honestly, that's what I say. It's like, it's not that I'm against anybody pulling a product. I'm into the free market. I am. But for my... I have to rely on something. I have to know if I'm going to recommend something or give something to somebody that it is what they say, what I say it is, right?
Right.
Yeah. And not everybody's there yet. So there's a bit of an unknown. And I realize there's a wide margin of safety for hemp as opposed to the THC-containing cannabis. Nobody knows exactly how everybody's going to react to it. And,
right.
And a lot of states are not going to legalize that. But the CBD component, I want to make sure they know how much is there because I want them to get the benefit and not have to guess each time they take it.
Well, and that's, that's the point I've been trying to make at this show to a lot of people is we've got three different levels of product. One has 10% CBD, one has 15% CBD, one has 25% CBD, and the rest of that percentages on all three levels is all plant materials and terpenes and fatty acids and things like that, which is great. When you start to isolate it and then put it back in and mixing it with, grapeseed oil and things like that, you're just cutting corners and kind of taking away the quality of the product and the integrity of the product and the integrity of the category in general. So I'm hoping that when we talk about hemp, the more we can get people focused on hemp. Hemp is this, hemp is that. Hemp is certainly hemp extracts.
Yeah.
And people need to understand all hemp products is legal and stop saying CBD, 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 because isolated CBD may be a pharmaceutical or may be something you need a prescription to.
Sure.
To have.
Well, that's a good distinction.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Josh, final takeaway, because I know you got to run to the airport after this.
Yeah, I got to catch a flight. I think just don't panic. I think the people are speaking. I think this has been great. I mean, I said in my talk, you missed it because you were late, but I'm a bit of a disruptor, and the disruption's positive right now, so getting people to focus on that and focus on hemp is good.
Oh, yeah, bad. I was late. I got Stewart's one, though. I love Josh.
Yeah, y'all are lucky. Stewart's coming on.
Yeah, and Josh is amazing, so everybody, when I go to the hemp field, you're all welcome, all right?
Yeah.
We'll figure a way out. We'll have to get a big party, right? So we'll be back with more Powerful Healing. Paul Barrichello, he's got a question about hydrogen water coming through our YouTube link.
Okay.
Go to robertscottbell.com. Stewart will join us in a little bit as well. Back after this.
Rock on.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrichello from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
That's the way it is.
Here we go, everybody.
Turn up loud.
What are we listening to?
What's up, Super Don?
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, well. We're having a great time here at the Natural Products Association Southeast Region Show. And I'm joined now, in addition to Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science, we have Stuart Tom.
Hey, what's going on?
He's a rock star. Look, I showed up late and I got in trouble from Josh because I didn't get to see him speak. He handed it off to you and then I showed up. It's like, well, that wasn't very nice of me. But I know Josh rocked it and we got to communicate in the opening about the legality issue, particularly
so
with Indiana. And
that
was a very important because a lot of people are freaking out and we don't want them to. I think Indiana's going to resolve this problem for the benefit of the people of Indiana, or else there's going to be a lot of outrage because there's a lot of people already benefiting by this. And if we're going to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, not just on a federal level, even more importantly, the closer it gets, the more accountability there is. And I had a sense the governor was going, you know what, they've been selling it for 2 years. Are you telling me you're going to arrest everybody? That it's just something wrong with that.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When the governor said, we've been selling this for 2 years, that was our plan.
Right.
So I just want everybody, you're a business guy and an entrepreneur.
Right. Yes.
You knew
right.
what we were doing.
Right.
Because we talked about trying to get you into the CBD
exactly.
business.
That's right. Yeah.
Timing wasn't right.
Yeah.
And I said, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to storm the gates.
Right.
If we get it everywhere in the independent stores, sooner or later, someone's going to say, we've been selling it for a couple of years. What's the problem?
Yeah.
So the plan is working
out. Yeah. The preponderance of evidence
said
it works.
And it's not harming
anyone.
And no
one's dead.
Yeah.
How many people have died?
Nobody. In fact, I was recently debating a great attorney. Do you know the name Todd Harris? Do you know Todd?
No, I don't.
He's with Venable in D.C., which is
okay, that's a big law firm.
Yeah, I'm at the Organic Natural Health Association. You know, it's that newer one where Mercola is the chief medical officer. I don't know if you've heard of this one.
No.
It's a newer trade association.
Interesting.
And it was their first ever meeting. It's probably new. So they invited me down there to debate this guy. And so we're going to debate the safety of CBD and whether it's going to stay in the market. And he went to what you just said.
Yeah.
He said, Stuart, I'm concerned that people are going to die from CBD and they're going to be class action lawsuits.
Okay.
We were in front of about 100 people.
Okay.
I said, stop it.
Was he setting you up or is he screwing
up? No, he really believed it because he's a lawyer. You know what his job is?
He's
scared the daylights out so you hire him.
Right.
So I looked at him. I said, no, counselor, no one's dying from CBD. No, but it's possible. No.
It's
toxicologically, in terms of safety, no one is dying from this ingredient.
That's right.
So we shut him down. He looked like a fool for that.
Good job. A fool.
Yeah.
He should have chosen a little better pathway.
Well, I mean, the idea that, yes, the dose does make the poison, but the fear that I think that we are reacting to is more psychic.
Well, but did you hear that last study on saliva causing cancer?
Saliva causing cancer?
Yeah, but only when swallowed in small amounts over a long period of time.
Of course. Yeah, dude, we're doomed.
Tell him to get on that one.
Yeah.
That's
so
what we're
class action
is that
against
really
saliva.
True? No.
I was like, what?
It's a
classic comeback, though.
Yeah. It's like saliva causes cancer. So I just think it's stupidity, but that's the thinking that plagues our society.
It is.
Is the fact that someone may die. Well, it's a good thing we don't think of it that way with vehicles, highways, walking, leaving your home.
Too.
Just leaving your home.
Swimming pools.
Yeah,
swing sets. I mean, again, you can ban everything. They say life is a terminal disease. I'd like to think of it as a terminal adventure,
right?
That continues on beyond this. But the idea is you can never reduce risk to zero.
No.
On this life. No, I know. But the point is we get this obsessive culture right now that's talking in that term. And yet they turn a blind eye to synthetic toxic poisons approved by our government agents that are regularly and are considered third, second, or first leading cause of death.
Yes.
So perspective is in order here with this cannabis plant, hemp in particular, and the CBD ingredient that a lot of you are really digging, and for good reason.
I mean, they use antibiotics. Overuse.
Overuse and abuse is very dangerous.
Yeah. Right, but there still is an appropriate use for antibiotics.
Very
marginal.
Right, but there still is.
Yeah. So it's being used, and it is harming people.
In an indiscriminate way.
And you could arguably say it could lead to a lot of deaths.
Because of it.
Oh, because the immune system is shot.
Yeah, they're destroying the immune system.
You destroyed the whole gut.
And then they've created super
And you got
bugs,
2 years before you rebuild it. And how many more times are you going to use the antibiotic in that 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're lucky we do this. We're lucky that you listen, too.
Yeah, well, you guys don't have to suffer out the way that I did the first 20 24 years of my life. I joke, I got my old age diseases out of the way first. I didn't know that's what was happening. I do now. I look back at all the inflammatory diseases. And again, this is what we're reversing. We talk about hydrogen and water, reducing inflammation.
Right.
CBD, you presented their science and evidence of reduction of inflammation as well. Is it just brain and nervous system, or can it be skeletal system, musculoskeletal as well?
Oh, it looks like this is systemic.
Yeah.
I mean, the CB2 receptors are expressed abundantly in the immune system. We're also finding CB2 receptors in the brain, in hyperactive microglia. So we're onto something pretty remarkable here. But I think that we need to always remind people that that doesn't mean that CBD will be for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because these phytocannabinoids seem to be most appropriate in cases where people have a low endocannabinoid tone to begin with.
Mm,
so we need to keep talking about that, the background noise, meaning what's going on in you as a person.
Right.
For example, a lot of aerobic activity increases endocannabinoid tone. And you've talked to people that work out all the time, they feel great, they're high on their own supply,
right?
And then they stop working out, how do they feel?
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like that, right?
Yeah, because they're used to that high.
They're used to that high. So that elevated endocannabinoid tone endogenously could have some impact on how much or how little of the product that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking global, for like global answers, I was handed this yesterday. This is the World Health Organization. This is their pre-review report.
This is WHO, yeah.
Like,
not a big fan, but again, they're meeting on this now on CBD cannabidiol?
Look, they already did. I mean, this is already taken place.
Wow.
And I was up last night a little bit. That's why I had a hard time coming down here. I was up until 2 a.m. Reading this. So, you know, we're told we can't make any claims with these products, and I truly understand that. You know, but when the World Health Organization has a list, I don't know if anybody can actually see this clearly. Maybe I'll scan this over. I will.
Mm-hmm.
And then Don can put this up in the notes.
Yeah.
They're making an argument of the diseases for which CBD have therapeutic benefit. Look at this. Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
Parkinson's.
And this is the WHO.
Multiple sclerosis. Again, we're not making any of these claims about these products.
Mm-hmm.
This is the World Health Organization just recently spoke about what CBD... Huntington's disease.
Mm.
Hypoxia ischemia injury. Psychosis.
Yeah.
Anxiety, depression, cancer, nausea, inflammatory diseases. Well, that's like all of them.
Yeah.
Right? Well, rheumatoid arthritis, infection.
This is interesting because these are all the same things that hydrogen help.
I know. That's why we were trying to hook up with you.
If we combine the whole thing.
Well, that was his plan.
Yeah.
That'd be like turbo and supercharged.
I know. Yeah. So you need to drink your hydrogen water and you swallow your CBD capsules down.
Yep.
Look at this.
Yep.
Infection. Activity against methicillin resistant staph.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
Wow.
Wait a minute, right? Inflammatory bowel and Crohn's disease, cardiovascular disease, and diabetic complications.
Wow.
Look, this is a supercharged powerhouse here, what we're dealing with. And folks, this is why I say you want to talk about a crime? A crime is to deny the people access to this kind of information, much less implementing it, right? We talk about freedom in America, but our government and many of the people in it and supporting it don't really know freedom when it comes to health and healing. They assume because, well, the doctors don't know it or they say it doesn't work, that's the final word. Folks, you got to stop deifying these people. They're human beings like we all are. Some research, some don't. Some toe the party line. Others say, you know what? I got to find what's going to help, and this is where we are.
And you can find contradictions even in this document. So it's part of why I couldn't sleep last night.
Okay.
Here. Current international controls and their impact. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cannabidiol is not listed in the schedules of 1961, 1971, or the 1988 United Nations International Drug Control Conventions.
And I refer to that a lot when I talk about...
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not scheduled.
It's not scheduled, but the thing is the lumping of it with the whole cannabis plant,
which
as they do.
Which is what they did here.
Yeah.
However, cannabidiol is being produced for pharmaceutical purposes as an extract of cannabis by GW Pharmaceuticals. Cannabidiol that is produced as an extract of cannabis is currently included in Schedule 1.
Right.
Hemp is not.
Hemp is not.
Period.
Yeah.
So once they put that on there, that the stuff in the ditchweed that has no medical benefit is actually so good, we want to turn into a multi-trillion-dollar monopoly for us, then they're going to concede that
pharma.
It actually is working.
Yeah, and
this is cool.
And this is what I've said about folks that are confused. Why is the federal government seemingly unwilling or unable to change the Schedule 1 status of hemp? Cannabis that is non-THC containing, right? The industrial hemp. It is because of that document, international international treaties that have them locked down.
That's what
and the moment they violate the treaty, there are sanctions from the World Trade Organization, etc. And people don't get that. I'm like, dude, you can petition all you want unless they – and see, Trump, this is what I like about Trump. He'll look America first and he'll say, you know, if that treaty does not work for us, let's knock that out, right?
Right.
The question is, can we get that information to him on that specific treaty? Because this is not about heroin. This is about hemp, a plant that God created that is so medicinal and beautiful in this form.
But we have to teach people the difference.
Yes.
Because you don't want to argue with someone like Jeff Sessions.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not a judgment. Okay?
No.
When I read this statement here, in addition to genetic characteristics, cultivated plants are influenced by environmental conditions and production technology during their life cycle. Wait a minute. This is the same plant. Okay. No wonder it's going to be confusing. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cannabis
sativa. It happens
every day, right?
One quite this messy?
Even more stupid, because every single drug is the copy of something that's in nature that you can go pick.
A lot of things are, yeah,
that's
derivatives.
And you reclassify minerals, vitamins,
yeah,
white birch. I mean, it's amazing to me what
the berberine somebody gave me the other day instead of metformin.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a way to control blood sugar.
Well, I like that. That's a natural antibiotic.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at
you do a lot of great things.
See what we're doing. But isn't this exciting?
Yeah, it's
so
very exciting.
Some real and then yesterday.
Now I understand why you didn't sleep.
At our talk the other day, mm-hmm. the founder of Herbalgram showed up.
Herbalgram.
Mark Blumenthal.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he
right.
He was in the talk the other day?
Yeah, yeah. American Botanical Society. Council.
The ABC, American Botanical Council.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that don't know the American Botanical Council, I mean, Mark Blumenthal for 40-plus years has been an advocate of herbal medicine. And he was quoted recently saying that if CBD had come from any other plant,
mm-hmm.
it would be a miracle cure.
Right.
Remember seeing that quote?
Right.
If it was Melaleuca.
Yeah.
It would be a miracle cure, you know, but it comes from cannabis. So it's a problem. So when I walked into our talk and I saw Mark Blumenthal there, and then look at this. This is the cover of Herbalgram. I want everybody to see this. See what it says here? Medical cannabis and epilepsy.
Whoa.
Nice. The brand new issue of Herbalgram. And hopefully we'll have some articles in here soon about hemp-derived CBD.
That would be great.
Is a nice reminder that we are moving forward with the revolution.
Folks, very exciting time. Very exciting time. And I'm honored and pleased to have Stuart Topp and CV Sciences with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And Paul. Because
Energy
I haven't gotten my water machine yet, my hydrogen machine, but that's what I'm doing with my bonus.
All right, when we come back, we're going to plug into some more water. And I see the synergy here even more.
Oh,
that's
getting
why
better.
Synergy Science has got the name. CV Science has got the CBD.
Yeah. CV Science and Synergy Science.
We'll be right back.
What kind of radio show is this?
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now we're...
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There we go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
You know, I wonder if some of our most famous rock stars like Jimi Hendrix would be alive today if they had tapped into the CBD instead of some of the other stuff. I just thought about that as I was listening to Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, you're like, he probably needed a little CBD.
Oh, it would be totally different. I think, you know, some of these guys and gals might still be around.
Yeah, a little bit of a nerve tonic.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But anyway, that's why we're talking. CV Sciences is hosting us here at Senfa in Orlando, and that's pluscbdoil.com. If you can't get it in a health food store, you're probably out in the sticks. But even there, we've got some stores out there. 1,500 stores now?
1,500. Stores.
Yeah.
And when we started doing this, we had like three or four accounts.
Remember that?
And we're on their air every day and we're begging. We're like, please carry our products.
Yes.
Please carry our products. Please carry our products.
And now
and finally like that, you know?
Yeah. And so, but if you can't get it or you need to order it directly for any reason, go to the pluscbdoil.com.
But
it's linked
the
up
code.
In the show notes. Yeah. RSB15 gets you 15%
money.
Off. So, folks, you can plug into that. And we just showed you some of the red label. We've showed you some of the green label. We'll show you some of the gold label in just a moment. But talk about that. We talked about the physicality, right?
Yeah.
The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory effect, safe effect. We talk about the green, and then we talk about the gold.
Yes. People need to understand that we didn't just color code these things to make them pretty. There's a different pack package inside of the package, right? The molecular structure is different inside of all of these things. It takes 10 kilos of this to make 3 kilos of this. I'll say it again. It takes 10
of the green
kilos of the green oil to make 3 kilos of the gold oil. This is lightning in a bottle. This stuff's amazing. You've used this.
Yep.
Yeah. My wife is alive today because of it, because she had for 6 years what's known as the suicide pain, the neuralgic pain in the jaw.
But we didn't have soft gels.
We didn't have soft gels at the time.
Because we didn't have made at the time.
Right.
You like that. You're like, wow,
we're making progress here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, you pointed that out in the lecture that I bless you every day that you connected us with this, because my wife is alive and well because of this today. So, so thank you, Stuart. Thank you, CV Sciences and Paul, that we all connected on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, how many people can survive long-term on opioids? And she even, as I mentioned, with her pain was being so severe, at one point we tried them.
You had to.
And it didn't do it. It didn't. And we lost a friend who even, you know, who couldn't recover, right? Liam Sheff, right? He tried everything.
Right.
The opioids didn't. I mean, so there's just, I feel a moral imperative to get the word out for folks that are relying on toxic substances to do things that we can do with the botanical world. And CBD is playing a very important role here.
Let's talk about that mechanism quickly. Yeah. The endocannabinoid system superimposes itself on other systems. So the mu opioid receptor system, CBD, the gold stuff in particular, is what we would recommend. If you're dealing with addiction, specifically heroin and opioid addiction, CBD is a positive allosteric modulator of the mu opioid receptor. And so that allows more appropriate endogenous binding of opioids to help reduce the pain. So the anti-nociceptive effect of this is to help fine-tune your opioid signaling. That is different than being an analgesic.
Yes.
Completely different. So if we're down-regulating the inflammation, at the same time, we're not trying to deaden the pain.
Right.
We're increasing our body's ability to deal with pain.
Right.
That makes more sense.
Absolutely. Well, that's what nature does. It's all about proprioception. It's about waking the body, giving the body the tools it needs to do what it's supposed to do, instead of telling it to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What a beautiful way to say that. It's the difference between these natural products and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Is drugs give you these direct directions and tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And these natural products talk to all these other sensitive parts of your system with the hope of bringing you back in balance.
Right.
That doesn't mean that this is for everybody. But if this is placebo, this is the best placebo effect we've seen so far.
Very rapid.
Well, a placebo is a real effect.
It is a real effect.
I mean, people think, I don't know why they misunderstand placebo, because any study, you have to outpace the placebo.
In order for it to demonstrate.
That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a real response.
Now, have you seen the papers written about the placebo response rate of CBD for parents that had to move across the country? You heard about all these medical refugees.
Right, yes. I heard about that.
So they've published this. It's very powerful. The parents that actually had to pack up and move their kids across the country had a 45% responder rate to the medicine.
Wow.
The parents that didn't have to move had a 20% responder rate.
Yeah.
There's that 25%.
Interesting.
Folks, powerful hour on CBD here from CBD Scientist. Paul Barricaire is going to hang out. Stuart can hang out a little bit more. We'll also hear from Dr. Evelyn Hayworth. She's our lovely, wonderful chiropractor on site to get you all plugged into the True Align body system. It's linked up in the show notes. Check it out there. Cecilia.com. We're at robertscottbell.com. Man, we are feeling good. I'm feeling good anytime I'm around Paul and Stuart. Very happy. Very
nice
happy.
To see you, Paul.
Remember,
yeah,
folks, the power to heal is still yours.
Still is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barattaro. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation. far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.